Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lute Barnes. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger strikes out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rader. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Rader steals second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms strikes out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dierker for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer strikes out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman strikes out. Two outs. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boswell scores. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Rader reaches second base with a double. Wynn scores. Watson moves to third. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Watson scores. Rader scores. It's 3-1, Astros. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Alou reaches second base with a double. Helms moves to third. Gary Gentry now pitching. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Larry Howard. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Helms tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Astros. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou scores. Metzger moves to second. It's 5-1, Astros. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barnes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee is hit by the pitch. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to third. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wynn tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Watson moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watson scores. It's 7-1, Astros. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stinson hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyer moves to second. Dave Schneck pinch hits for Gary Gentry. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck strikes out. One out. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-2 in the game. Dierker hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeño is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeño is 0 for 3 in the game. Cedeño hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barnes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner strikes out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marshall. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Marshall steals second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barnes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp takes first base on ball 4. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barnes hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beauchamp moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it and throws to second for the out. Beauchamp scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Astros. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Astros. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-3 in the game. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-4 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall strikes out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boswell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 7, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.